Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Let's talk about something that most people, including a lot of seasoned entrepreneurs, dread: the cold call. Now, I know, it feels like a relic from a bygone era. We have social media, email marketing, SEO. So why bother picking up the phone and risking rejection? Here's the thing. When done right, cold calling is a power tool that can unlock massive growth for your business. It's direct, it's personal, and it cuts through the noise of our digital world. It's not about being sleazy or pushy. It's about building genuine relationships and adding value to the person on the other end of the line. That's exactly what we're going to dive into today. Today, we're going to learn why cold calling still works even in 2024 and beyond. And I'm going to go into each of these reasons in even more detail, but there's four main reasons. Human connection: in a world of automated messages and impersonal emails, a real conversation is refreshing and memorable. Speed and efficiency: you can often reach the decision makers directly, bypassing gatekeepers or lengthy email threads. There's high conversion rates. Studies show that cold calling can have a significantly higher conversion rate than email or social media outreach. And lastly, relationship building. A well-executed cold call can lay the foundation for a long-term, mutually beneficial relationship. Now, cold calling isn't for the faint of heart. It's not for everyone, and that's okay. It requires thick skin, resilience, and a willingness to step outside your comfort zone. And if you're not ready for that, no worries. There are plenty of other ways to grow your business. But if you're an entrepreneur who's willing to put in the work, cold calling can be a game changer. It is a skill that will pay dividends for years to come. Now, let's talk about mindset and preparation. Let's get tactical. You've decided to embrace the power of the cold call. Now what? Before you even pick up the phone, there are two crucial steps to take. First, mindset. You have to be okay with the concept of rejection. You have to embrace it. Rejection is part of the game. Don't take it personally. View it as a stepping stone towards success. It is a numbers game. Every no brings you closer to a yes. You have to believe in your value. You're not a telemarketer. You're an entrepreneur offering a solution to a problem. Believe in the value you bring and communicate it with confidence. You want to focus on relationships. The goal isn't just to make a sale. It's to build a relationship. Be genuinely interested in the other person on the other end of the line and have fun. Cold calling can be enjoyable if you approach it with the right attitude. Be enthusiastic, be yourself, and let your personality shine through. So mindset done, preparation. Research, research, research. Don't just dial random numbers. Know your target audience inside and out. Understand their pain points, their goals, how your product or service can help them. Perfect your ICP, otherwise known as your ideal customer profile. Who are you trying to reach? What are their demographics, their interests, their behaviors? The more specific you are, the more effective your calls will be. This could also be called an avatar. Know how to craft a compelling script. I'm going to speak about scripts in a second, but have a general outline prepared. Know your opening, know your value proposition, and know how you'll handle objections. And utilize technology. There are tons of tools available to help you with cold calling, from CRM software to dialing systems, so use technology to your advantage. A few tools that I've used over my career: CRM software, Salesforce, HubSpot, PipeDrive. These are three different CRMs. Obviously, I love HubSpot, but these are tools that help you track your leads, manage your contacts, and measure your results. Dialing system, Kixi, PhoneBurner, or RingCentral. These systems automate dialing, leave voicemails, and even can provide call analytics and prospecting tools. You have to figure out how to get your contacts. So LinkedIn Sales Navigator, Zoom Info, Lusha. These tools help you find contact information and learn more about your prospects. Remember, preparation breeds confidence. The more prepared you are, the more relaxed and natural you're going to sound on the call. Now let's talk about scripts, gatekeepers, and closing. The heart of the cold call is the script. It is your roadmap for the conversation. It is your guide to navigate through objections, and it is your tool to close the deal. But first, let's address the elephant in the room, the gatekeeper. They are the guardians of the decision maker's time and attention, but with the right approach, they can become your ally. So how do you conquer the gatekeeper? First, respect their role. They're not your enemy. They're doing their job. Be polite, be professional, and acknowledge their importance. Ask for help. Instead of demanding to speak to the decision maker, ask for their help in connecting you. You can say, I'm not sure who the best person to talk about this would be. Could you point me in the right direction? Be brief and specific. Explain why you're calling and how you can add value in a concise way. You can say, I'm with blank company and we specialize in blank solution. I'd love to see if there's a potential fit. And then offer a referral. If you've been referred by somebody, mention it. You can say, I was speaking with referral name and they suggested I reach out to you. Now, you figured out the gatekeeper. Now it's time for the actual script. This is also incredibly important. If you are building a business, you need to care about efficiency. You need to understand what your business is doing on a day-to-day. When it starts out, it's a little bit easier to do this. When it starts to grow, things start to get chaotic. NetSuite is a host of applications that help you understand the performance of your business, drives major efficiency gains and cost savings. I've been working with NetSuite for a few months now. They are one of my favorite softwares that I truly believe any business that earns a few million dollars in revenue up to tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue has to consider. If you are working in an organization of that size, things are going to get hectic at some point. NetSuite by Oracle is going to help you out, and they have rolled out the best offer that I've ever seen them roll out. So NetSuite really does give you visibility and control that you need to make decisions faster. Think about it as a COO that gets real-time insights and data into what's happening in your business and what's not going so right so that you can fix it ASAP. It's costing you millions of dollars not to fix these issues that you may not even be aware exist. Now, for the first time in over 22 years, NetSuite is deferring all payments on a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite. So take advantage of this special financing offer at netsuite.com/ScottDClary. That is netsuite.com/ScottDClary to get the visibility and the control you need to weather any storm. Thank you so much, Indeed, for sponsoring Success Story. For all business leaders out there, Indeed is a lifesaver. See, we're always driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. You're going to ditch the busy work and you're going to use Indeed for scheduling, screening, messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Now, your script doesn't have to be a rigid word-for-word document. It's a framework to guide your conversation. Here's a basic outline. Introduction, value proposition, open-ended question, handle objections, call to action. That is the basic framework. Introduction, value proposition, open-ended questions, handle objections, call to action. So start with the introduction. State your name and your company. Explain what you do briefly. Mention a referral if you have one. Value proposition. Identify a pain point or challenge that you know your prospect faces and explain how your product or service can solve that problem. Quantify the value you bring. For example, we've helped our clients increase revenue by 20% on average. Ask an open-ended question. So ask a question that encourages a conversation and helps you understand their needs better. For example, what are your biggest challenges with? Pick a problem area right now. Handle objection. Anticipate common objections and prepare responses. Be honest, be transparent, and offer solutions and alternatives. And then lastly, have a call to action. Clearly state what you want the next steps to be. For example, would you be open to scheduling a brief call to discuss this further? So remember, one more time, introduction, value proposition, open-ended question, handle objections, call to action. Here's an example script. I'm going to read you two. First is if you speak to a gatekeeper. The second is if you speak to a decision maker. So gatekeeper example script. Hi, gatekeeper name. This is your name with your company. I'm not sure who the best person would be to speak to about this, but we help companies like yours. Explain your solution. I was hoping you could point me in the right direction. Now, that's great. If you're connected to a decision maker after that, you would say, hi, decision maker, this is your name with your company. I was speaking with gatekeeper name and they suggested I give you a call. We help companies like yours. Explain the solution. I know you're busy, but I was wondering if you'd be open to a quick chat to see if there might be a fit. Now, this is just a starting point. You customize your script to fit your specific product or service and your target audience. Here's a bonus tip. If you are having trouble getting past gatekeepers, you can try calling outside of normal business hours. Decision makers are usually more accessible early in the morning or late afternoon. And also, if you do get through to a gatekeeper or a decision maker and there's no time to talk right now, you can ask them, is there a better time to call back? And then take them up on that. Because a lot of people don't mind chatting with you. Some people will, but a lot of people won't mind chatting with you, but you will piss them off if they're in the middle of doing something important and they're focused and you're blowing up their phone. So don't do that. Now, the last step, the follow-up, tracking, and building systems. If you have made it this far, you have mastered the art of the cold call. You've conquered gatekeepers, you've delivered compelling scripts, and you have even handled objections like a pro. But the journey doesn't end there. In fact, it is just beginning. The real magic happens in the follow-up and in building a system that turns cold calls into warm leads and ultimately loyal customers. So the follow-up is very important. Don't be afraid to follow up. Most people won't answer your first call, and that's okay. Follow up multiple times, 5 to 7 is a good rule of thumb, until you get a response or a clear no. Vary your follow-up. Don't just keep calling. Mix it up with emails, LinkedIn messages, even a handwritten note. Add value with each touch. Don't just ask for their time. Share a relevant article. Offer a free consultation. Send a personalized video message. And lastly, set reminders. Use your CRM or your calendar to schedule follow-ups so you don't forget. Tracking, because data is your friend. Track your metrics. Keep track of your calls, your contacts, your responses, and your conversion. This data helps you identify what's working and what's not. And then use analytics tools. A lot of dialing systems and CRMs offer call analytics. So these are great tools to analyze your call recordings, track your success rates, and identify areas for improvement. And test and iterate. Experiment with different scripts, different approaches, different follow-up strategies. You have to see what resonates best with your target audience. I also want you to start to build a cold calling system. So I want you to create a schedule. I want you to block out specific times in your day or your week dedicated to cold calling, because consistency is always key. I want you to think about delegation and outsourcing. So if you have the resources, consider hiring a sales team or outsourcing outsourcing your cold calling to a professional agency. I want you to think about automation. Use technology to automate repetitive tasks like dialing, leaving voicemails, or scheduling follow-ups. And of course, integrate with your CRM. So make sure your cold calling system is integrated with your CRM so you can track leads and manage your sales pipeline. Now, if we go beyond the cold call, the goal of the cold call isn't just to make a sale, it's to build a relationship. Once you've established a connection, you want to focus on nurturing that relationship over time. Stay in touch. You want to regularly check in with your contacts, even if they haven't become customers yet. You always want to provide as much value as possible so you can share industry insight, offer helpful tips, be a resource for them. And lastly, be patient. Building strong relationships takes time. Don't expect instant results like everything in entrepreneurship. Focus on the long game. Cold calling can be challenging, but it can be incredibly rewarding. With the right mindset, preparation, and systems in place, it can become a very powerful engine for your business growth. Remember, the fortune is in the follow-up. Keep dialing, keep adding value, keep building relationships, and the results will speak for themselves. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world.